Well, there was a lot of delight when Altec won a court victory against the communications minister, which suggested that it would be possible for a lot of people to launch networks, bringing lots of competition, a good deal, a better deal for the consumer. But we've heard that the minister, and one assumes that she or her successor will carry on with this campaign, has decided to appeal that ruling. To get some reaction, I'm joined by the CEO of the Electronic Communications Network, John Holdsworth. Good evening, John. Welcome to Classic Business.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate that.
First of all, if you could just put this into context, what is at stake here? What is the potential if we can get government to allow greater competition?
The whole world has deregulated. South Africa is lagging behind. We have the highest telecom tariffs in the world. If government would step out the way and let the industry get on with it, these tariffs would literally fall overnight by very large amounts of money. Let me give you an example. For years, Telkom had the monopoly on the undersea cable. Seacom are landing a cable, I think, end of second quarter next year. The cost of international bandwidth, John, at a wholesale level is going to drop by almost 1,000%. Now, I can't promise that we'll get those types of reductions across all the full set of telecoms products, but there's no doubt with full liberalization and a big bang approach to freeing up the market, these tariffs will literally collapse overnight.
Why do you think government is opposed to this then? Because presumably government wants industry to be efficient, wants consumers to get a better deal, or don't they?
The official line is that by taking this big bang approach, they're taking the managed out of liberalisation. As far as the real position is concerned, I suspect you'd need to chat to the DOC and the folk that work there. As far as the appeal is concerned, what that actually does is delay the process and create more confusion. It's unlikely, John, that the minister is going to win the appeal, but all this does is push out liberalisation by another 3, 6, 9 months. What's really worrying about the statement is she is saying even if she loses the appeal, she's going to change the law to prevent VANs from self-providing.
Now, VANs from self-providing. Sorry, that's a bit of jargon. You'd better explain that.
Yes. The telecom space is an enormously complex space, specifically from a regulatory perspective, and most lay folk don't understand it. What happened was 2 years ago, the old Telecoms Act that entrenched Telecoms monopoly was effectively repealed and replaced by a new act of parliament called the ECA, the Electronic Communications Act. That act has three new licenses. It has a services license, a network license, and a broadcasting license. Now, what this means is by appealing the judgment, it means that different operators will have different licenses. So the VANs, which were going to get the services license, of which there are 250 VANs, if she is successful, will now not get a network license, which means they have to lease capacity from the incumbents and they're not able to determine their own network costs.
And why would a businessman or a consumer want a VAN? Just describe what a VAN is.
VANs are value-added network services. VANs have been enormously successful in the South African landscape with delivering services to customers. Most VANs are very customer-centric. It's also an incredibly competitive space. So therefore, these VANs have got to be on their game. They're not protected by licensing. They're not protected by being incumbents. And they've had to become incredibly customer-centric to survive. So it's my view in a free market where we're all able to compete on the same basis, the VANs will be enormously successful, one, in reducing tariffs, but also changing the way in which telecom services are delivered in this country.
And John, what's your best bet? Who's going to win in the end?
Ultimately, this market will deregulate. Ultimately, competition will win through. My bet is that the minister will lose the appeal. I suspect she may attempt to change the law. We'll have to see whether she has the support of Parliament in doing that. But ECN, for one, if that is successful, will launch effectively an action and take this all the way up to the Constitutional Court if we have to.
Well, that was John Holdsworth, the CEO of Electronic Communications Networks, the ECN. You're listening to Classic Business.